Welcome to Safety Chats. Host Jason Stark, Director of Safety at Baldwin Safety and Compliance, shares decades of aviation experience and a passion for safety. Let's get started with this week's Safety Chat.
So, full confession, I love Taco Bell. I am a Taco Bell nut, which probably equates to blasphemy since I live in what's arguably the Tex-Mex capital of the world. But for some reason, I just absolutely love Taco Bell, having my entire life. And I would say I am constantly running to the border because I am just, wow. Anyway, if you ever wanted to get me a gift, which of course you never have to, but if you ever did, it would be anything Taco Bell related. Taco Bell apparel, Taco Bell gift cards, just Taco Bell. I love Taco Bell. You might be wondering, well, where am I going with this? Well, so invariably, every time I go to Taco Bell, I can't just get one thing off the menu. And I go back to the days when the burritos were like 69 cents and the burrito supreme was like 99 cents. So I'm probably dating myself there, but I can never get one thing off the menu. And still to this day, it would not be uncommon for me to walk out of there with 3, 4, maybe 5. Ooh, this is really coming clean. 5 items. But I get it home and I start digging in. I had the first item. Yes, this is great. Had the second item. It's like, okay, not so bad, but not great anymore. Then the third item, it's like, oh, hold on a second. And then naturally the fourth and fifth and, oh goodness, even a sixth item, I end up having to give to my kids or put it away for another day, which if you know about Taco Bell, it doesn't really keep well, but I have been known to eat it the second or even the third day. But the point is that as I'm getting more of this good stuff, I'm actually getting a negative return. And that is actually a phenomenon called too much of a good thing effect. What a straightforward name for a theory and an effect. I think that's great, but it's abbreviated TMGT or Tango Mike Golf Tango for those who are into the phonetic alphabet, but it's too much of a good thing effect. And it's something that I always think about when it comes to how we do our jobs in the organizations. Hey there, this is Jason, and welcome to the Baldwin Safety Chat podcast. This is a podcast where we talk about anything safety management related, safety related, risk-based related, or anything related to organizational behavior. Just basically anything that can make us ponder, make us scratch our heads, and if we can put it into use and be pragmatic about it, maybe help us do our jobs just a little bit better. If you notice, I kind of change that list every time we meet that what we talk about, because it seems like we talk about a lot here. But I always try to keep it related to safety or safety management or organizational behavior for that matter. And this one kind of falls into the realm of safety management slash organizational behavior, but it's this idea of too much of a good thing effect. And I think it comes into play sometimes when we're doing our job and we're doing it really well, that if we're doing too well, too much of a good thing, then I think it can end up having negative returns. How can that be, Jason? Well, first of all, before I explain that, let me go back quite a few years to Aristotle's day, but he did approach the same argument. He approached the same idea that with his virtuous means perspective, that if a character's strengths are not exercised in moderation, they will lead to negative outcomes. And that's kind of interesting. So any of your character strengths. And this actually comes from a research paper that I read, and it looks into the TMGT effect, too much of a good thing effect, and with leader humility and being humble. And with the right amount of humility in a leader, then that inspires pride in followers, and pride in the good way. Pride, not hubris pride, but pride. Pride that they did a job well done, that they feel confident, and which ultimately impacted positively self-efficacy and then also self-confidence. So leader humility has been associated with increased pride in their followers. Now, too much humility, interestingly, and they found this in their research, too much humility led to an overinflated sense of follower pride, which led to follower psychological entitlement, which means they started feeling entitled, which then turned into becoming poor organizational citizens. So they started exhibiting negative citizenship behavior. Wait, that was the research paper. And that's what got me thinking about this whole thing. When we do our jobs and we are passionate, I know we are so passionate about being good at safety management, about being good at identifying hazards and assessing risk, that we just want to do it all. right? And we do it so well that I truly believe that because of how well we're doing it, it's having a negative impact by not inspiring or not prodding, if you will, other managers to do their part, to do their role. Because in the safety management system, and I know I've harped on this, but the safety management system isn't the safety manager's system. It is a system that needs all the elements, including management participation. So, for example, your director of maintenance, your shift supervisor, your chief pilot, whatever it may be, they have an obligation to participate in the safety management system. And sometimes I believe that when we are so good at our jobs that we're doing everything associated with it because we know what needs to be done and we are good at it, then I feel that because it's too much of a good thing that in the department managers, they see, well, you know what? They're so good at it, you know, they can do it. And then there's a negative recourse of non-participation in those managers. So let me give you an example. Let's talk about safety objectives. And I know I talk about these a lot because I am passionate about it. I love when an organization puts down on paper or on screen, I guess I'm going old school again, but puts down that they're going to do something awesome to move the needle on safety. That just gives me goosebumps thinking about that. They're going to expend the resources. They're going to provide what's needed to do something awesome on safety. Absolutely love that. So let's talk about safety objectives for a second. Now, as safety managers, we're really good at what needs to be done. We're really in tune based on the data, based on all that other good stuff of what things could be done in the organization to move the needle on safety. And we are more than happy to share that with the various different departments. We're like, yeah, this is what you need to do. And then sometimes the department's like, yeah, that's cool. No, we don't have the money, whatever it might be. But the point is they have been removed from that process. They have been removed from their responsibility of them deciding how or what needs to be implemented in order to move the needle on safety. And that is because it's their responsibility. It is their function. They should be able to look into that function, look at the data, and say, yeah, this is what we need to do. And then work with you as a safety manager to determine how we're going to get this implemented, and then also how we're going to measure against it. But it needs to be inspired by the department manager because we are always so into it. We know what needs to be done. We are very excited about getting objectives input, but it really needs to be inspired by the department manager, not inspired by us. Now, we can provide the evidence, we can provide guidance, but that inspiration needs to come from the department manager as far as what the objective is. Let me give you another example. Since we're talking about data, it's like what to measure. And we're pros at that, right? We like, yeah, we know what to measure. We know what the critical risk controls are. We know what to measure to see if that critical risk control is working properly. So we need to monitor this control. And this is what we're going to use as a variable to monitor the control. That's fantastic. But we're not the experts necessarily in those departments. The department managers, the department leaders are the experts. They need to be the ones inspired to say, this is a control that if it fails, it would keep me up at night. I want to measure against it. I want to measure or monitor it so that I know if it is failing or not. We shouldn't be pushing that on to the department manager. We shouldn't be coming up with the performance indicators and saying, okay, here you go. And they're like, okay, whatever, we'll monitor that. No, they need to be inspired, but we're so good at our jobs. We do it so well that they're like, well, okay, you're really good at it. You're a good thing. I'm getting too much of you is a good thing. So we need to be careful about that. We need to really be careful about that. So what's the moral of the story here? Well, we talked about too much of a good thing. And again, that is abbreviated TMGT, Tango Mike Golf Tango. It's where a higher positive effect of one thing can actually have diminishing returns or a negative effect on another. And I think because I feel like I know you guys, it's really weird, but I know you're passionate, especially if you're listening to that, you're willing to do anything for safety management. I know we're passionate about what we do, and that's a good thing. That's a really good thing. When that passion becomes really excessive, when that passion becomes we're just doing everything, then we're excluding probably one of the key factors, one of the key elements in the safety management system is those department managers. Maybe you'd be saying, Jason, well, how to inspire them? Great. Well, how do you inspire them? Well, lead from that passion. Explain to them, coach them, tell them, hey, this is important. You've got risk controls in your function. You have things that are protecting people's lives. Don't you think you'd want to know if it was working? Give them an example. Let's say, this is an example I use in my Isbeo workshops, but let's just say there is like a 2,000-foot high dam holding back gazillion gallons of water. And let's say there was a crack that was found in the dam that started leaking, and there's a town below. I think they'd be a little concerned, right? So what you do naturally, you go up and you put a patch on the crack and then you let it go. Do you really let it go though? Wouldn't you want to keep checking to see if that patch is holding or if the crack was getting bigger? Yes, you'd want to monitor that. It's the same thing in our operations. We want to know if a control is failing, so we're going to monitor it. Your department managers, your functional experts, they should know which controls those are. In the same vein, the department managers also know what needs to be improved. So therefore, they're the professionals for objective. Department managers need to be inspiring people to participate in the safety management system, inspiring people to report. We're so busy being passionate about getting people to report, they're stepping back and saying, wow, that's a lot of honey coming out of that guy. Well, I'll just let the honey flow and you know what? And see what happens. No, we need to get the honey out of them. I know that's a weird analogy, but you get what I'm saying. So we need to let the department managers do what they're doing and have the right amount of good stuff doing the right thing. I hope this really makes sense. I'm not really admonishing. I'm not really getting down on anybody. If anybody, I'm getting down on me because I was always guilty of this. I always wanted to do everything because I was passionate about it. And my goodness and my well-placed passion ended up excluding important managers, and those managers never participated, which led to problems. Obviously, we need the manager participation. We need that functional expert participation. So again, I hope this makes sense. No, just something to scratch your head on and look at how you're acting and look at how you're behaving in your workplace and see, are you including everybody? It may take you backing off a little bit and saying, you know what, I can't do this without you, and this is why I need you, and so on and so forth. So something to keep in mind. I hope that helps. Thank you so much for listening. We'll try to keep this one short because I've gone a little long. And plus, I spent a lot of time talking about Taco Bell on this one. If you've never had Taco Bell, highly, highly recommend it. But thanks for what you guys do. I love you guys. And until the next podcast, stay safe.
This podcast is brought to you by Baldwin Safety and Compliance, the leader in safety management for the transportation industry. Since 2004, Baldwin has been providing state-of-the-art solutions and 24/7 support to the aviation and transportation industries. Baldwin's clients include all sizes and types of transportation operators. Baldwin provides safety and related business services to commercial and non-commercial transportation operators, medical transporters, FBOs, MROs, airports, flight schools, UAS operators, firefighters, OEMs, ground transport operators, and others. Visit BaldwinSMS.com to discover how Baldwin can enhance your organization's safety program.